This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Natural disaster-related incidents have killed 70 people in the past 41 days. Nepal named most charming tourism destination at Guangzhou International Travel Fair. And 24 people killed in blast targeting train in southwestern Pakistan. Now the news in detail. The disaster-related incidents totaling 1,342 have resulted in 70 deaths in the past 41 days. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, a total of 333 individuals were injured in these incidents, with data covering April to May up to the present. According to authority spokesperson Santi Maha, the highest number of deaths was caused by altitude sickness, that is 16, followed by lightning strikes, 14, and fires, 11. Similarly, 9 people died due to storms, 8 from animal attacks, 5 from snake bites, 2 from landslides, 2 from boat capsizing, and 1 each from the forest fire, another landslide, and an avalanche. A total of 1,621 families have been affected by these disasters, including 488 families affected by fires, which is the highest, followed by 230 by storms, 139 by lightning strikes, and 105 by snake bites. In the past 24 hours alone, 3 people were killed in disaster-related incidents. As the monsoon season nears, the risk of landslides and heat waves have further increased. Significant flooding in various districts of eastern Nepal has already affected large number of peoples and large areas. Nepal has been honored with the Most Charming Tourism Destination Award at the Guangzhou International Travel Fair held in Guangzhou, China. The recognition was presented during the 3-day international tourism exhibition organized from 21st of May to 23rd of May, according to Nepal Tourism Board, NTB. NTB said Nepal received the award in recognition of its natural beauty, spiritual heritage, cultural diversity, and adventure tourism appeal. Nepal coordinated its participation in the fair under the theme Nepal, Lifetime Experiences, promoting the country's cultural, religious, adventure, outdoor and luxury tourism offerings to international visitors and travel trade professionals. The board described Guangzhou as a strategically important tourism market for Nepal due to its proximity to Hong Kong and the Greater Bay Area, one of China's major economic and travel hubs. Nepal sees strong potential to attract Chinese visitors, particularly in the wellness, religious, cultural, and luxury tourism segments. On the opening day of fair, Nepal organized a cultural performance and a special destination presentation highlighting the country's tourism attractions, arts and heritage for Chinese visitors and tourism industry representatives. During the opening session, NTB senior manager Bimal Karel delivered a country presentation on Nepal's tourism potential, destinations, and promotional strategies. He also participated in a panel discussion focused on tourism market expansion strategies. A meeting has been held recently between Nepal and China as part of border coordination. The meeting held in the district headquarters of Raswa Thunche focused on issues like border security, facilitation of trade, and curbing crimes. Chief District Officer Rajesh Panti led the Nepali delegation, while Station Master of the Jilong Immigration Inspection Station of China, Zhu Ji Shui, led the Chinese side. The meeting was for enhancing mutual cooperation and trust, reinforcing enduring friendship between the two countries. The Nepali delegation sought assistance for its citizens, especially in the border, so that their trades, mobility, and daily life would be eased. Even the issues of safety and health were raised during the meeting. The Chinese side was positive to this regard. The authorities agreed with the need for enhancing the vigilance and coordination between their security agencies to cope with illegal transactions across the border. The traffic police took action against 1,841 drivers during the inspection carried out at various locations in the Kathmandu Valley in the last 24 hours. Over 479,000 rupees was collected in revenue from the actions taken against those violating traffic rule. Chief of the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police and Senior Superintendent of Police, Nabaraj Adhikari, reported 1,841 drivers were penalized during the check conducted till this morning. It was found that 107 people were driving under the influence of alcohol. Similarly, 183 drivers were found ignoring red lights, where 126 were in overspeed, 41 violated lane rules, 75 drove on sidewalks, and 149 honked in restricted areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 24 people were killed on Sunday, that is today, in a blast targeting a train carrying military personnel in Pakistan's turbulent southwestern province of Balochistan. Army servicemen were among the victims in the attack in the provincial capital Quetta, which left more than 50 people injured. Images showed a mangled train carriage on its side as the people clambered over the wreckage to find survivors. People could be seen carrying blood-soaked victims on stretchers away from a derailed car, while armed security forces stood guard. The official told AFP that the train carrying army personnel and their family members was going from Quetta to Peshawar in Pakistan's northwest. The train was passing a signal at Jaman Patak in Quetta when an explosive-laden car hit one of the carriages that resulted in a big blast. Windows were blown out and nearby vehicles were destroyed in the explosion. Another official told AFP media that the army personnel were traveling to celebrate the Eid holiday, which is due to start on Tuesday. Balochistan is Pakistan's poorest province and largest by landmass. It lags behind the rest of the country in almost every index, including education, employment, and economic development. Baloch separatists accuse Pakistan's government of exploiting the province's natural gas and abundant mineral resources without benefiting the local population. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is holding talks with his Indian counterpart Subramaniam Jayashankar today, as the two countries look to steady ties that have fallen to their lowest points in the past two decades. Rubio's visit comes during an economic and diplomatic downturn between the United States and India, strained largely by U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff policies that raise duties on several Indian exports. Rubio arrived yesterday on his first official visit to India ahead of a meeting set for Tuesday with his counterparts from India, Australia, and Japan, which are members of the Indo-Pacific Strategic Alliance known as the Quad. His four-day visit will include a multi-city tour and a gala reception in New Delhi, marking the 250th anniversary of U.S. independence. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over Kosi province and the remaining Himalayan regions, partly cloudy over the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, as well as Madhes province. Hot day conditions and heat waves are likely in the Tarai regions of Sudar Paschim and Lumbini provinces. There is also possibility of wind storms at a few places in the Tarai regions of Kosi province and in Madhes province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Natural disaster-related incidents have killed 70 people in the past 41 days. Nepal named most charming tourism destination at Wangzhou International Travel Fair. and 24 people killed in blast targeting train in southwestern Pakistan. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.